Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna. Tell him you are all I have. I have none else beside you. I will not be here without you. Thank you for being there for me. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you for caring for my family. Thank you for making me part of this congregation, the congregation of the living. Thank the Almighty God, because it's in Him we live and move and have our being. Appreciate Him for His grace. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him because He is God, and beside Him there is none other. Talk to Him as a child to a father. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's a compassionate God. He's a faithful God. His faithfulness reaches under the clouds. Appreciate this God, because there is none like Him, there is none beside Him. Thank Him for the gift of life. Thank Him for the joy of salvation. Thank Him because He that keeps you and I never slumber nor sleep. When you are asleep, He is awake. Appreciate Him. It is by His mercy that you are not consumed. Thank Him for where you are now. Thank Him for where He's bringing you from. Thank Him for where He's taking you. Eshe ibite tibere. Eshe ibite bade. Adokpe o Jesu. Father, we appreciate you. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you for being there for us. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you because we are gathering unto you. Father, we pray that you manifest your presence in a very special way in our midst, in Jesus' name. Have your way, O Lord, and take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We have spoken about the Savior. Now we want to talk about the Sanctifier. You know, when you gave your life to Jesus, the old nature somehow remained. You find that despite the fact that you gave your life to Jesus, you still struggle. You still fight. You still quarrel. And you're asking yourself, why is this things like this? Because if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. So why is it that old things refuse to pass away? Why? And that's the reason why being saved is not enough. Yes, salvation is fundamental. If you are not saved, you are not saved. But God does not expect you to remain on the same spot. I'm sure you remember the very brilliant one when you were in primary one. If you had that brilliant one in primary one, today is still in primary one. You know there is a problem. The world is not static. You are not static. There has to be motion, there has to be movement. When you remain on one spot, then it means that something is fundamentally wrong. As many of you have who are experiencing a standstill in life, today, you will press forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Why is sanctification necessary? Why is it important to make progress? For instance, you are in the 100 level. You need to experience 200 level. You need to experience 300 level. You need to experience 400 level. By the time you get to 400, they're already talking about wearing a particular dress on a particular day. That is the aspiration for anyone. You want to make progress. And on that day, you will notice that everybody will come around. They want to celebrate with you. How many of you want to celebrate? Celebration has come in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So in John 17, 17, the Bible says, sanctify us through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctification does not just happen like that. It happens through the truth. And who is the truth? John 14 verse 6 says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through him. For many of you, I'm sure you know what is good. When you see what is good, you will know. You know, sometimes when you wake up in the morning and you see some people, you see them and you say, oh, you look good. You know that happens. So people know what is good. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 20, 2 Timothy 2:20, the Bible says that in a great house, there are many vessels. There's a vessel of gold. There's the one of silver. But it doesn't end there. There is the one of wood and the one of earth. There are some to honor and there are some to dishonor. Which one are you? Gold, silver, wood, earth. If you learn the lesson that God is trying to teach you, you will not just be gold. You will be more than gold. It's something more than gold. Something more than gold, the Spirit of God in the heart of man is something more than gold, more than gold, something more than gold. Verse 21. He says, if you will purge yourself of these things. Years ago, my father was working in a company that produces laxative. So that time, the name of the laxative is Andrew Liver Salt. So that time, we used to just put a glass of water, pour it inside. The thing we fizz. We drink it. We're just drinking it anyhow. That was supposed to help with purging, cleansing. But we took it. It almost did not have any meaning. If you will purge yourself from these things, so there are some things that are inside you. Yesterday, somebody told me he was having stomach. Was going to the toilet, and I'm sure there's somebody who has that experience, especially when you overeat, when the food is too sweet. When you overeat, you begin to visit a place you didn't want to visit. Some years ago, I went for New Year Eve in the house of a relation, very rich. And they had everything in that place. Food, drinks. You will be rich in Jesus' name. Amen. Food will not embarrass you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I went in and I ate and drank all the malts in the world. The following day was January 1st and I spent it in White House. Throughout that day, why I couldn't discipline myself. Overfeeding helped to purge me of that indiscipline when I saw food. If you purge yourself from these things, then you'll be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. It means that for the master to use you, who is the master? You can't serve two masters. If you come to church now and after service you go back to the world, you are deceiving yourself. And he sees you now. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 14 that everything you are doing in the secret and in the open, they are known to him. There's no secret. He says it's only when you are purged that you can be sanctified and meet for the master's use. How many of you want to be great in life? What does it now require? For you to be great in life, you must have been purged. And God is able to use you. What is it to be sanctified? You become a special person. You are not like any person. You are different. Just like you have set yourself apart now, you are different. You not only are different, but you have to remain different. If you are not different, then you are not being set apart by the master. How can you achieve this? In Galatians 2 verse 20, Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. There are people you cannot fight with physically. When you attempt to fight them, you are already defeated before the fight starts. So you don't even go into that fight with them. You know, some of you believe that you can be in the ring with the devil and that he will show him. He says, is it not devil? I will prepare him. You want to prepare devil? Whose mission is to kill, to steal, and to destroy? He said, but if you purge yourself from this feeling, this thinking that you have, that you are a strong man. How many of you are strong men here? Tough guys. Years ago, there was a man called Hulk Hogan. Does any of you know about Hulk Hogan? Some years ago, he used to be very popular. Before then, there was a man called Mighty Eagle. When Hulk Hogan gets into the ring, the battle is won. Even before he wrestles. You want to enter the ring with the devil and you believe you will win on your own strength? So you heard of people say, you say, you grow tall on your knees. It doesn't make sense. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 says, the ordinary man receiveth not the things of the Spirit because they are foolishness to him. Neither does he know them because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. So Galatians 2:20 now says, I am crucified with Christ. I won't fight you. I can't fight you. Don't you see some people that they will come out in anger from their car? You mean you hit my car? Do you know how much I bought it? You hit my car, and he attempts to slap. Then the other one gives him first, and he lands and he's dead. The solution is sanctification. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. The day Christ was nailed to the cross, I was nailed to the cross. But you see, he said, nevertheless, I live. You saw you are alive. It's not as if you are dead. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So sanctified, you are not the flesh and blood you know. Because the flesh and blood, what will he do? When he stands in front of you, don't you see how pretty I am? That's what goes on, flesh and blood. I mean, if not for situation, you are not my class. How many of you feel that way? Not my class. I mean, when we are talking, you two are talking. Who are you? That is flesh. But Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. This flesh loses his hold. Oh, he said, you are a hunk. Ah, that guy. I mean, he's handsome. He's just too much. He's dead drop handsome. Can you see the terms they use? The Paul said, part of the sign of my development is that I'm now crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, not me, but Christ living in me. I see what follows. He said, and the life I now live, not the one I used to live. So you that gave your life to Christ, he said, all things are passed away. The life you lived before is the same one you are living. But in sanctification, the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. And what is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You've not seen him, but he's real. Jesus is real. Can God change? My God will never change. Can God change? My God will never change. The same yesterday, today and forever. Can God change? My God will never change. The life I now live, because you are starting a journey, the life you now live, not just say I'm a worker, what's the evidence? So you are entering into a new life. You were born again. You gave your life to Christ. But now, the life you live by faith in the Son of God. Can you now see what 2 Timothy 2 verse 21 was saying? If you purge yourself from these things, you will be a vessel unto honor, meet for the master's use. You know, people, when they are talking to them, they say, wise up, man. Wise up. Wise up. Who is the wise one? The wise one is the one that knows he's not in control. Have you seen that your roommate, who is very active? Many of you have noticed your roommate. I mean, bubbly character. Tonight, take a look at that roommate when he's asleep and see what he looks like. Is totally helpless. That's what you are. That's what you are. You are helpless without Jesus. Can you bow your head and talk to the Almighty God? If you are not giving your life to Him, this is the opportunity. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. I have tried to run this race on my own. Have mercy on me. If you've not given your life to Christ, you want to put that your right hand on your forehead and say, Lord, just have mercy on me. Where will I go? Where will I go? Oh yeah, will I go? Then I seek a refuge for my soul. Wherever I need a friend to help me till the end. Oh, where will I go but to the Lord? Talk to God and say, Father, save my soul. I don't want to be static. I want to make progress. I want to make heaven. As you place that right hand on your head, lift it up and say, Father, I surrender it totally to you. Tell him, I surrender totally to you. Lift up the hand. Tell the devil, you are not in control of my life. Help me that from this very day, you be the Lord and Master, so that I can be meet for the Master's use. Come into my life, Lord. Have your way. Do a new thing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.